This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the results of our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. We asked a new question this time, whether the U.S. economy is rigged in favor of certain groups. The answer from 71%, yes, it's rigged. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer visited a family on Long Island to find out why people feel this way.
The streets in the Long Island town of Franklin Square are lined with cozy Cape Cod-style homes. I stop at Alexandra Singh Shergill's house.
Hiya. How are you?
That's Alexandra. She's 24, just graduated from college with a business degree, and is now living at home, working at Barnes & Noble, and convinced the economy is rigged.
Yeah, how could it not be? It's geared towards a certain demographic.
Alexandra says that demographic is the wealthy. I ask Alexandra and her mom, Cheryl Friedman Singh, another question on our survey. Does Wall Street do more to help or hurt the lives of most Americans? Alexandra says it does both. Her mother insists it hurts.
Unless you're in the know, unless you're in the club, you don't benefit.
In fact, 69% of our poll respondents who said the economy is rigged also said Wall Street hurts Americans. Even though she agrees, Cheryl still says her daughter is more jaded than she is, just knew people couldn't be trusted.
Oh, yeah. And she knew it.
Anything out of the kindness of their heart. It really is.
See, I wasn't like that.
Alexandra says maybe she is a little jaded about the economy being rigged because she grew up during the financial crisis. She says it polarized her generation into go-getters and those who've given up.
They'd rather just live in a delusion in their bedroom than go out and get something.
Jacob Hacker says Alexandra is right. He teaches political science at Yale and studies inequality. He says the financial crisis left baby boomers and millennials uneasy.
For younger Americans, that unease is tied up with an idea that this may be the permanent state of affairs and will need some serious reforms.
Alexandra Singh Shergill expects bipartisan reforms from Congress and the White House.
It's broken. The economy's broken. Fix it.
But even though she thinks the economy is broken and rigged, Alexandra still believes in the American dream. It's attainable, she says. You just have to work a lot harder to get it. In Franklin Square, New York, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We'll be exploring the data from our Marketplace Edison Research poll all this week.